This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I begin by praising Allah the Almighty, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, and I ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single individual who treads on his path, the Prophet's path, with ikhlas, with sincerity until the end of time. This beautiful month that we are in, the month of Ramadan, sped past us. We just have a few more days left, a few more nights left. We are in ala ashrul awakhir, the last 10 days, the last 10 nights. So I urge you, I urge myself, and then I urge you to make the most out of these last 10 nights. Make the most out of it. This is a season of goodness, so much of opportunity. It is a season, it is an opportunity for you to mend your ways, for you to turn over a new leaf, for you to get closer unto your Maker, for you to develop your relationship with the words of your Maker, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So use these last 10 days, last 10 nights to get closer unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to secure the forgiveness of your Maker. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us to make the most out of these last 10 nights, and may He bless us all to attain Laylatul Qadr. Ameen. This month, my dear brothers and sisters, is known as Shahru Tawbah, the month of Tawbah. Now, what is Tawbah? You know, in very simple terms, I'm sure you've heard of the word Taqwa and you've heard of the word Tawbah. Taqwa is to prevent yourself, to put up something, because it comes from Wiqaya, to prevent yourself from entering or going into that which displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. So to prevent, to avoid going into that which displeases your Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with regards to Tawbah, Tawbah is when now you've gone into that which is displeasing unto Allah, but you do not linger, you do not stay there. You've realized that you've done wrong, you've drifted, you've displeased Allah Azza wa Jal, and now Tawbah is to remove yourself, to come out of it and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is where you've gone into something that is displeasing unto Allah, and now you're returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness. And with regards to this, my dear brothers and sisters, our Maker, He says in the Noble Quran, with regards to those who engage themselves in Tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves the Tawwabin. Now for those of you who are familiar with the Arabic language, you would observe Allah did not say إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّائِبِينَ. Ta'ib is the regular form. It is translated as a repenter, the one who indulges in tawbah. Allah did not go with the usual form in the Arabic language, but instead He uses the exaggerated form, the intensive form, tawwab, which is translated as the one who does tawbah often, the one who engages in tawbah excessively. And now this excessiveness could be because of repeated sins. Allah does not like sins, but Allah loves tawbah. So despite falling into the sin repeatedly, this servant of His keeps on turning to Him, seeking His forgiveness. Allah loves tawbah. So one, it could be because of repeated sins. The other reason is that this excessiveness is because this servant of His has ascended in terms of his ranks. He is now enjoying the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has increased knowledge about Allah azza wa jal, and that is why he engages in tawbah excessively. And a good example for this is Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously you and I, we would all attest to the fact that he was not an individual committing repeated sins, But then why did he engage in tawbah excessively? Why did he do so much of tawbah? Because of his closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was because of his knowledge about Allah. It was because of the fact that he knew that tawbah is something extremely dear and precious unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place, our maker, he says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Look at who is being addressed and commanded with regards to tawbah. O believers, turn to Allah in tawbah. The ones who are being addressed are not the sinners, the transgressors, the criminals, the wrongdoers. No. Rather, the believers, mu'minun, ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, turn to Allah in tawbah. La'allakum tuflihun. So that you become successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in this world as well as the next. Ameen. So this month, my dear brothers and sisters, is a good opportunity for you to turn to Allah in tawbah. Don't ever let blasphemous thoughts cross your heart, cross your mind, where you think, oh, I have sinned too much that Allah is not going to forgive me. Allahu Akbar. Allah's mercy is infinite. Allah's magnanimity is vast, ever encompassing. Each time you open the Quran, you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And you come across this ayah many a time in the Quran. In Allah Ghafurur Rahim, in Allah Ghafurur Rahim. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, Allah is the most merciful. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah is more loving unto us than our own mothers. We learn this through the words of our messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him. The narration goes along the lines of these words. Once the Prophet was with the companions and they see a mother who had lost her child. She was frantically looking for her child. And one can only imagine the grief, the anxiety. All of that was etched on her face as she was looking for her child frantically. So perhaps they were about to help her. Then they see her spotting her child. And now you can see relief and happiness washing down her face as she rushes to her child. She clutches at her child and she hugs her child close to her bosom. The Prophet seizes this opportunity to illustrate something extremely beautiful. He asks his companions, "Oh, my companions, do you think this mother would ever throw her child into a fire?" To which they reply in the negative. They say, "No, Ya Rasulullah." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Allah is more beloved unto his servants than this mother. Allah is more loving unto his servants than this mother is towards her child." This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters. So therefore, do not give up. Do not lose hope. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Turn to him, seeking his forgiveness, and he is waiting to forgive you. I'd like to share another narration. If I'm not mistaken, it's recorded in the book of Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. You see, we have a few ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a few narrations that talk about the last individuals to enter Jannah. Now, we're not talking about the last individuals at a certain point of time now. Right, like right now, we have about 7 billion human beings spread across the face of this earth. We're not talking about the last human being from this 7 billion human beings. No, we're talking about mankind in its entirety, from our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the last human being to set foot on the face of this earth. From all of humanity at large, you have a hadith that talk about the last individuals to enter Jannah. And from those narrations, you have one hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam talks about an individual. The narration goes along the lines of these words, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the command will be issued for his sins to be brought forth. And in other narrations also we find out that this individual, I mean in terms of this questioning, Allah will address and Allah will say, "Oh my slave, you did this and this on this day and on that day." Allahu Akbar. Who can deny? No one will deny. We will hang our heads, you know, dejected. Why? Because everything has been recorded, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. It'll be asked. You locked yourself away from the eyes of the people. We tend to hide ourselves from the eyes of the people, disregarding the fact that Allah is watching us. We are more worried, we are more concerned about people seeing us, about our name, about our reputation. But little do we care about the fact that our Maker is witnessing us, He's watching us. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is a crucial juncture. The slave is being questioned and his sins are now being brought forth. And at this point, it will be said, bring forth his minor sins and leave the major sins aside. So one can only imagine, perhaps the slave of Allah will sigh a huge sigh of relief. Alhamdulillah, my major sins have not been brought forth and only my minor sins have been brought forth. And after the minor sins have been now mentioned, Allah will issue a command. Transform all these minor sins into good deeds for him. Look at the magnanimity of Allah. Look at the generosity of Allah. Look at the kindness of Allah. Look at the love that Allah has for you. Now at this juncture, this servant will blurt out, Ya Allah, the minute he witnesses the generosity of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, he will blurt out, Ya Allah, but there are other sins of mine that have not been mentioned. Now, initially he did not want them to be mentioned, but now the minute he witnesses the kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Ya Allah, some of my sins have not been mentioned. Why is he saying so? He's hoping that those sins will also be mentioned and then transformed into good deeds for him. At this point, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst narrating the hadith, he smiles so broadly that his back teeth were visible. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, as you can see, all of these narrations, I'm sharing them with you to fill your hearts with hope as you cross these beautiful last 10 nights, so that your heart is filled with hope unto the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart is filled with hope with regards to the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. And you turn to Him sincerely, begging for His forgiveness. Turn to Him in tawbah and He will most definitely forgive you. He azza wa jal is waiting for us to turn to Him. We must take the initiative and turn to Him. Therefore, use these last 10 nights to turn to Him, to seek His forgiveness, to cry unto Him. Each and every one of us. And this is why, my dear brothers and sisters, when talking about sins are an obstacle. I said this earlier on. Allah does not like sins. Allah loves tawbah. Allah loves repentance. But Allah does not like sins. Why? Because sins, they are an obstacle. They prevent us from winning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is from the blessings of Allah upon the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the fact that He has concealed our mistakes, He has concealed our flaws, He has concealed our sins. And this is why the pious people of the past, one of them is reported to have said, Alhamdulillahilladhi lam yaj'al lidhunubi ra'iha. All praises be unto Allah that He did not make for sins a bad odor, a lingering bad odor. Just imagine, my dear brother, my dear sister, if Allah had decreed that each time a sin is committed, that it leaves behind a lingering bad odor, who would want to come near? Who would want to approach us? Who would respect us? Who would smile at us? Who would want to hang out with us? Would we be able to go to the masjid on Friday after taking a shower and wearing the best of our clothes and sit in the masjid with, who would be able to sit with a bad lingering odor? Why? Because can any one of us say that, you know what, I do not commit any sin at all? If you were to touch your hearts, we all know of the skeletons in our closets. We all know of the sins that we have committed. So it is from the blessings of Allah that He has concealed our sins. What if Allah had decreed that our sins be plastered on our faces and on our foreheads? Would we be able to walk gracefully on the face of this earth? Would we be able to interact with others gracefully? Subhanallah, we would be ashamed. So it is from the blessings of Allah that He has concealed it. It is from His blessings. So, my dear brothers and sisters, take yourself into account. introspect. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take yourself into account before you are taken into account. Use these last 10 nights to reflect, to introspect, to cry out to Him, to acknowledge your mistakes, to acknowledge your sins. It's between you and Allah. He is the best of judges. Turn to Him and beg for His forgiveness, and He will most definitely forgive you. May Allah Azza wa Jal help and bless each and every one of us to turn to Him in sincere tawbah and to secure His forgiveness. Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.